Welcome to the No Spin News, Monday, January 27, 2020. Fight for your freedom. It's an important broadcast. We'll get to Kobe Bryant and the terrible helicopter crash at the end of the broadcast today. I did know him. His daughter, 13 years old, had a real hard time sleeping last night, but we'll talk about it at the end. All right, so the big story today is a John Bolton book. And apparently inside the book, which is unpublished, Simon & Schuster, he's going to say that President Trump did make it clear to Ambassador Bolton, who was the National Security Advisor, that he was going to hold up aid to Ukraine unless they investigated a variety of things that pertain to the Obama administration, Russian collusion. Joe Biden was included in that. All right, now, that's not a surprise to me. Ambassador Bolton left under bad terms, does not like President Trump. Immediately, Mick Mulvaney, the chief of staff for Donald Trump, said that's bull. All right, he never heard anything said, and Ambassador Bolton never said anything to him. Mike Pompeo, who is allegedly mentioned in Bolton's book, I say allegedly because we haven't seen it, says what Bolton said about him, Mike Pompeo, is not true. So it's a he said, she said, but it is enough to get four or five Republican senators, Romney, Murkowski, Collins, maybe a couple of others, to say, yes, we want to hear from John Bolton. We want witnesses. Now, if that happens, other Republicans are going to say, well, then we want Joe Biden. So it's going to elongate this, all right? President Trump tweets, I didn't tell John Bolton that. I didn't tie in any delay of aid or hold up of aid to any specific thing. All right, so he's on record, Donald Trump is denying it. But this story will evolve in a way that I'd be shocked if John Bolton isn't called to appear. Now, President Trump may say no. It's executive privilege, and Joe Biden may say no, it's executive privilege. Because remember, Biden tied President Obama into his threat to the Ukraine to fire that prosecutor. Remember, he said, well, you know, it's not coming from me, it's coming from my boss. So there's executive privileges in both places. And if that happens, then the thing evolves into months, maybe weeks, of the Supreme Court and all that. So it's a mess. But the one thing that has not been reported that I am entirely convinced of, and this is educated speculation, and you know I don't do speculation, but this is important. The New York Times broke this story. Now, Bolton's people say, yeah, he gave the manuscript to some friends, and he gave it to the White House for vetting. You have to do that. If you're writing a book and you're a former federal official, you've got to give it to the White House for national security purposes. All right, or you violate the law. So somebody sent it to the New York Times, somebody wanted to hurt Donald Trump. The New York Times held it until now, because now the Trump defenders are in the Senate, the Trump lawyers defending him in the Senate. That's going on now. So the Times drops this to disrupt that. See it? Now, this goes back to my theory that the New York Times, Washington Post, working in conjunction with the Democratic Party. I firmly believe that. CNN, NBC News in that cabal. Oh, you're paranoid, O'Reilly, you're this, you're that. I can back it up 50 ways. All right, wording, everything. But I am entirely 100% convinced New York Times had that because Bolton was finished with the manuscript, according to Simon & Schuster, on December 30th, right? It's a month, just about a month. And he sent it out, and all of a sudden, New York Times gets it and leaps it out to the public right the day that the Trump defenders are to give their presentation in the Senate. You want to call it a coincidence? You go right ahead. There's no coincidence. You are listening to a free excerpt from BillO'Reilly.com's No Spin News broadcast, where you can actually see me. We'll be right back after this message.
Hey guys, it's Vivek Ramaswamy here, inviting you to listen to my podcast, Truth. We just relaunched it after the campaign, and we are already riding up the podcast charts. Here's why. I think that hard, in-depth conversations about the tough issues is the only way we're going to get this country back. Because make no mistake, we are currently in a war for the future of America, and you cannot win a war unless you're willing to speak the truth. If you want standard conservative talking points, this podcast is not for you. But if you want to go deeper and hear the conversations you're not going to find anywhere else, the conversations that will challenge you, that will challenge me, then subscribe to Truth with Vivek Ramaswamy on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. And I promise you, you're going to cover terrain that you're not going to hear elsewhere.
March for Life. I can't get a number on how many people showed up on Friday for the pro-life annual demonstration in Washington. People who were there and other journalists that I've spoken with say about 100,000 or more. Big crowd. All right. And security checkpoints were overwhelmed. They couldn't let everybody in. That's a big crowd. The National Park Service no longer gives crowd estimates because it was sued about that, so they don't do it anymore. The anti-Trump press didn't report on this hardly at all. All right, CBS News, for example, somehow missed the story. All right. They did one thing, a Planned Parenthood CEO interview. They didn't do it. Washington Post said there were a lot of people there. New York Times demonstrators flooded the National Mall. NBC News did not reference a crowd at all. Because all of these are pro-abortion groups. And this ties into the media and the Democratic Party now in alliance. But the most biased of them all was National Public Radio. So on its morning edition, it said, quote, as thousands of anti-abortion rights activists, thousands of anti-abortion rights activists prepared to march to Washington, D.C. on Friday. President Trump was there to rally his base. So they're not pro-life advocates. They're anti-abortion rights activists. So they quote, and I'm not going to read you the whole quote, but there's a Trump quote. And then they say, right after the Trump quote, Trump's appearance before thousands of mostly supportive anti-abortion rights activists. Six lines down, they say the same thing twice. Now, any editor would take his pen when the script came in. You know, when I was a correspondent for CBS and ABC News, I had to submit my script to an editor who would then change some things. Not many, because I'm a good writer, but some. But any editor just, well, you already said that, you know, not NPR, they got to say it twice. All right? Anti-abortion rights activists. So they're denying people rights because they are pro-life, because they don't believe, morally believe in abortion. You are listening to a free excerpt from BillO'Reilly.com's No Spin News broadcast, where you can actually see me. We'll be right back after this message. Everything is expensive these days, you know that. The government is printing trillions of dollars in consumer prices higher than ever. If the government continues its printing and spending, the dollar could continue its free fall and lose its coveted role as the world reserve currency. Let's hope that doesn't happen. But there are a few things you can do right now. American Hartford Gold can show you how to protect your money, your retirement, your hard-earned savings against inflation by helping you diversify a portion of your portfolio into physical gold and silver. Start with a short phone call, and they can have physical gold and silver delivered right to your door or put inside your 401k or IRA. So please call or text them right now. Tell them Bill O'Reilly sent you. Call 877-444-GOLD. 877-444-GOLD or text GOLD to 65532. Again, that's 877-444-GOLD or text GOLD to 65532. All right, so I had trouble sleeping last night. I didn't know Kobe Bryant very well, but I did talk to him on occasion when I went to Laker games before the games. He was a big Factor fan. And he always enjoyed asking me questions about how he put the program together, how much staff I had, how the decisions were made. He was a businessman, and he admired the successful business that we made with the O'Reilly Factor. But he was a very charismatic guy, very articulate guy, and I really enjoyed speaking with him. So, you know, you hear all the testimonials today, and most of them were very, very touching. Americans responded because it was so sudden. Whenever you have sudden tragedy, just boom, out of nowhere, people, you know, because that could happen to any of us. And that's the key. We all identify with that, particularly when a 13-year-old girl, his daughter, was killed with him in the helicopter crash. To me, my best friend, Joe Spencer, ABC News correspondent, was killed in a helicopter crash on January 21st, 1986. And, you know, that to me is like, uh-oh, not another one. But I was wrestling with this last night, and what came to me was this. So everybody knows that there's no guarantee of tomorrow. We all know that. But most people say, well, then you have to enjoy the sandwich and you have to diss that. You know. But it's not about you, is it? It's not about you. So if you go, you're gone. It's about other people who know you. And I say this to the urchins. I said, look, if you're treating somebody poorly, if you're mean to them and you don't have to be, all right? So say you're estranged from a family member or used to have a best friend and now you're enemies or whatever, and you don't have to. You could heal the breach. Sometimes you can't. So do that. Because the worst thing in the world is for a child or a parent to lose somebody and then they never had the reconciliation. See you tomorrow.